Crossroads East Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
I'm joined on the line from Fingal One Future by Sean Loughran. Good afternoon, Sean, and you're very welcome to the programme.
Hiya, Donny. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Fingal County Council refused to grant planning permission for a €150 million gas plant at Kilshane. And for those of you who don't know where Kilshane is, it's just north of Finglas. And it has been welcomed by residents in the area and local and national climate groups. And of course, Sean and Fingal One Future are one of these groups. Sean, I suppose the first thing I have to ask you is this a final decision or is it open now to an appeal?
Yeah, it's open to an appeal, but the appeal has to be in quite shortly. So I don't think the appeal has been put in yet.
And so, in relation to this plant, what would it have entailed for the area? And I suppose what I'm trying to do is a very difficult thing. I'm trying to walk down the two sides of the street at the one time, because what I want to see, I suppose, is the scale of it, the advantages and disadvantages. And I presume the advantages is pretty obvious, that we're in an energy crisis and it would have created energy. But I mean, from your point of view, the sheer scale of it, talk to me about that.
Okay, like in terms of area, it's probably not a huge area. There's a number of it consists of a number of outbuildings as well as a gas turbine generator and chimneys and kind of fuel tanks. So like the area, the ground space it takes up isn't necessarily huge, but I guess our concerns are that our local health concerns. You know, the planning application had a huge lack of detail, and it's made by a private developer with no discernible background in energy systems, and there is no environmental impact assessment was submitted with the application. Tony, you have to consider it, like this area is relatively heavily populated with a diverse demographic. You know, so how a gas plant and the emissions from it affect the local population is a bit of a question mark, really, then in that case.
It seems to me, from listening to you, Sean, that this planning permission was really sort of, if you'll pardon the use of the sort of agricultural language, it was half-baked. It wasn't completed at all when they submitted it. I mean, one of the prerequisites would be an environmental impact report would have to have accompanied it, I would have thought, anyway, in my innocence.
Well, actually, in fairness, it wasn't actually legally required. The applicant has decided just to make under 300 megawatts, which means that if it's under 300 megawatts, you know, in terms of European law, they're not required to submit an environmental impact statement. But just getting back to the population in the area, within a 5-kilometer radius of the proposed site, there is nearly 23,000 children living in that 5-kilometer radius. That's from Tyrrelltown to Mulhuddard to parts of Blanchardstown, Finglas, and Ballymun. So, and like these gas turbines, they emit harmful, you know, substances like nitrous oxide, which have been known to cause heart and lung kind of problems. And I guess the director, Mr. Draffin, you know, he's a private developer. You know, he's been involved in hotel building and real estate, and you know, and not in managing energy supplies.
Yeah, you would begin to wonder, all right, wouldn't you? Sean, tell me about Fingal One Future, because I'm just conscious of time limits and on today. So tell us about that organisation, and we've dealt with the Kilshane item. But on the broader scheme of things, Fingal, because, I mean, Fingal is an absolutely humongous area. It basically encompasses the entire of North County Dublin. So tell us about the Fingal First organisation, please. Or, sorry, Fingal One Future, shall I say.
Fingal One Future is a local environmental group. We're all based in Fingal area. And we're part of a larger One Future network, which are local campaign groups across Ireland that support, that are, you know, which is supported by Stop Climate Chaos and Friends of the Earth. So these One Future groups advocate for faster and fairer climate action within their constituencies and communities by building local campaigns and lobbying TDs. So we're non-partisan, we don't follow any political party or groups, and we're just kind of concerned people, you know, in groups across the country.
And what would you say to somebody who would say, look, it's you and the likes of you and what you're at that's causing us to be paying exorbitant costs for home heating oil and fuel for our cars, and it's driving up the cost of living, because that's an argument which is regularly put forward.
Well, we need to kind of generate our energy from renewable resources as much as possible, rather than relying on fossil fuel generated supplies, you know. And it's not a situation where we just don't want gas near us, you know. We don't want gas anywhere, really. You know, we've just had several storms in Ireland recently, and there's a direct link between climate change caused by fossil fuels and severe weather we're experiencing. And even Maynooth University has shown that climate change is changing the composition of the Gulf Stream, which is directly putting Ireland at risk of even more frequent storms. And I guess, you know, energy prices are, you know, they're increasing, and, you know, more infrastructure won't alleviate fuel poverty and stop the worst effects of climate change at home and abroad. And we're kind of at the mercy of gas companies, who have recently been, you know, shown to charge whatever they want.
Yeah, except I think it is the French government. It is the French government, actually. They capped it. They said that they can look for what they want, but I think the maximum that President Macron allowed them was 4%, which I think was the week after the energy prices in Britain went up by 53%, I think. So, I mean, I can see where you're coming from on that aspect of it. And, you know, I suppose, is that a follow-on from the fact that we're living in a capitalist society, which I suppose we're living in an economy rather than a society, and rule 101 of economics, Sean, as you and I both know, is the law of supply and demand.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, I think the real elephant in the room here, Donny, is data centres. You know, this, we have data centres in, you know, in Mulhuddard, you know, Amazon's data centre, which is down the road from the proposed gas plant. Not here, not anywhere. I've actually pointed out that at its proposed peak capacity, this data centre could use 4.4% of Ireland's total energy supply. So how can we justify more data centres, you know, when people are struggling to kind of heat their homes? Like, we need to look at how we're using energy and, you know, prioritise things.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is that those data centres, they actually do gobble up electricity at an alarming rate. Any other campaigns going on in the area, Sean, at the moment? I mean, as I say, we have dealt with the Kilchain issue. So what else is happening at the moment that you're campaigning either for or against?
We were looking at recently also, now probably outside of Fingal area, we've also looked at fracking in Northern Ireland, like in Fermanagh. They had proposed to do fracking there, and I guess we're concerned about that there because fracking, as you know, it affects water supplies, and you know, because it's ejecting kind of chemicals, you know, quite deep underneath the ground, and some water supplies that run through Fermanagh, they also run through the south, you know, and nearly go as far as the River Shannon. So I guess we had campaigned against that. Now that basically involved contacting you know, the Northern Ireland executives, and you know, sending emails or making phone calls to try and suggest that this was a bad idea, you know. And the great thing is there, the DUP have only recently, you know, turned their tune around totally, saying that, you know, yeah, they're not going to they're going to basically ban fracking in Northern Ireland as well, in line with the UK. So we're kind of, yeah, obviously very happy about that there too. And also we had been looking at mining as well, you know, that's proposed in County Clare. And, you know, that's something, again, outside of Fingal, but these are issues that they're environmental.
Well, they're of national significance, and anything that affects people on the national scale of things will affect them locally as well.
Yes, that's totally, yeah, right. But I guess for Ireland's accountability, Donny, you know, the Irish government have joined up with Beyond Oil and Gas Alliance at COP26, where, you know, we're committed to phasing out fossil fuels, and the government are kind of going back on their word. Like, you know, we haven't, like, we have solutions in the form of renewables, but we're not kind of, we're not getting them out there fast enough. Like, I think at the moment, you know, well, in figures from 2022, we have about 52% of our energy coming from gas, you know, from gas turbines, while only 37% is coming from wind. Like, these are figures we have to kind of change around. So that are,
well, it was ever and always a source of wonderment to me how off the west coast of Ireland, where the wind blows 365 days a year, that we don't have more wind turbines out at sea to create energy. I mean, that is one that I could never fathom. Anyway, Sean, yeah, sorry, you were going to say something there.
I totally agree, Danny. Like, we are a country that is, you know, we have to be as well positioned as any country to make use of renewable fuels. And Donny, can I just even just mention about the Temple Derry community wind farm? It's Ireland's first community-owned wind electricity supplier. So it's operating since 2012. It has kind of two turbines, and, you know, they as much generate as 15 gigawatts of electricity every year, which is about the same amount of electricity used by the town of Nina. So, but the thing is, Temple Derry Wind Farm is owned by an Irish community. It was the community of Temple Derry that decided basically what can we do for the area, and so they got you know, local people to decide their energy supplies or their energy you know, what was needed for the area, and local people invested in it. So it's this community-led energy projects, you know, should be really central to our fossil fuel future, really, I think.
Sean Loughran of Fingal One Future. Sean, thank you so much for joining me today. And Fingal One Future is a local climate campaign group. It has been a pleasure, Sean, and thank you so much indeed.
Thanks very much, Donny.
Bye-bye.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.